We begin the current daf, Maseches Menachos, daf Tzadik Aleph. We begin 6 lines down with the Tav of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the Braisa, which elaborated on the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which described that all karbanas that are brought either by the Tzibur or by a Yachid, requiring the Sachem, require these libations, this flour that's poured on the Mizbeach, and there's the wine libations that brought, so they all require, except for a few exceptions, Bechor, Maisr, Pesach, Chatzis Ashem, and in Chatzis Ashem, there's a one exception that does have Nesachem, which is that of the Mitzera. So the Gemara brought a braisa that elaborated the source of this pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Tzvav pasuk Gimel that says that a person should make, if he's making an ish al Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem, oy lo izavach lafali neder oy ben adava oy ben mayadechem lasas reich nechayich Hashem and abaka oy ben atzayin, which we expounded all these different words, and as the Gemara will continue to expound the different words in the psuk in the psukim and all that parashas of Nesachim, what each word is coming to either include or exclude regarding what's obligated in the Sachim in that carbon. Now, Amamar, the Tana of the Brice had said that Toyd Binayin, how do we know that the Thanksgiving offering requires Nesachim? Tamalema Oizavach, it says, we know from the word Oila includes Oila. How do we know Shlamim? Because it says Zavach, which is an animal sacrifice. How do we know Toyd? Because it says, or a Zavach, or an animal sacrifice, that extra I is including the Toyd. And that is the Gemara, Otto Toyd Lav Zavachu. What do you mean? Is the Thanksgiving offering not an animal sacrifice that you need to have the word Oy to include it? What do you mean? You should know it from Zavach, just like you know Shlamim. Says the Gemara, no, Itzrach, it was necessary to have a specific inclusionary term of Oy for the Taida. Why? So, you would have thought to say, the Taida is not just an animal sacrifice, there's 40 breads that come along with the Taida. So therefore you would think, like Tibayin Nesachim, that it should not require libations because let the breads take the place of this secondary thing that comes along with the carbon in the place of the Nesachim. Therefore, you have to have an extra term of Oit to include even the carbon tide. However, the Gemara asks, why? Umayishna me'el Nazar, why is it different than the ram that comes with the Nazar? Deika b'hadei lechem, as the Pasuk says, that he requires breads with it. Ubayin Nesachim, and still requires libations, as the Gemara says later on in the Sugya. So therefore, even without the Oy, you should also know regarding the carbon Toyda, and you shouldn't say to think that you need to have the Oy to preclude from that the bread should take the place of the Nesachim, because you see Nazar has bread and still requires Nesachim. So the Gemara, yeah, but still, Sogetai Techemini, you would have thought to say, Hasim Shnei Minin. By the Nazar, there's only two types of breads. There's the chalas and the rakikin, the loaves and the wafers, which are both types of matzah. However, it doesn't have the other two types that a taida has, which is the chametz ones, the leaven ones, and ravucha, the ones that are scalded. In contrast, halcha arbas, meaning here by the taida requires four types of breads, so you would think, okay, that's really going to take the place of nesachim. Kamash malan, that's what I have to say, ay, to include even the taida. Now, the Gemara asks, but belichtav rachmana, let the Torah just have written in this pasuk, again, which we had quoted in the Bamidbar, which again the pasuk is saying in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav Pasuk Gimel, that when a person is going to make a fire offering to Hashem, a carbon oila, which is a totally burnt carbon, or a izavach, or a regular like a shlamim, to enunciate a vow or a donation, or he's bringing on the holidays, to do a reich nechayich l'Hashem, either from the cattle or from the flock, again, that's when a person has to bring nesachim. So the Gemara asks, let the Torah just have written, lafali neder oyla nedava, just regarding this, that if a person makes a vow or a donation, that he has to bring nesachim, v'lei boya oyla, and it wouldn't be required to mention anything about that a carbon oila, because an oila is included in neder nedava. When a person brings a neder nedava, he can bring a carbon oila. Why would we mention the element in that pasuk of oila? Now, if one were to think that the reason why it has to say oila, as we had learned previously, that it's actually come to exclude a mincha, which is not a carbon, however, that it was taught in the previous daf, that we already know from Zevach. An animal sacrifice is what precludes, a mincha flower offering is not an oila, but it's also not a Zevach. So you already know that a mincha is not a Zevach, and therefore it's precluded. So that's what you would know from the Zevach. What do you need the word oila in the pasuk for? Says the Gemara, Eila kas rachman oila, had the Torah in that pasuk not mentioned oila. So have you mean that I would have said that from the understanding of the fact that we're talking about what requires an asachim, that of a nether and a dava, I wouldn't know to preclude and exclude all those that we have mentioned in the Mishnah and the Brisa that we want to exclude, because we would obviously interpret the pasuk as follows. The pasuk starts off, Asisim ish l'Hashem, when the person is making a fire offering to Hashem. Well, that's a klal, that's a general statement. That's like all karbanas. Then it says lafali neder oyla nedav. Again, if it didn't say oyla oizavach, if it just went straight to someone is pronouncing a vow or nedava, that's a prat. That's a specific. Oh, what type of carbon? That of a neder or nedav. Then the pasuk concludes and says, L'reich nechech, when he's bringing, it should be a pleasant aroma to Hashem, that's chazav akal. It's going back and saying again the general statement. All these karbanas are pleasant aroma to Hashem. That would be what's known in halacha as klal uprat uklal, a general statement, a specific, and the general statement, which that halacha is generally coming to include all those which are similar to the specific. Now, therefore, we would be including then even something which is not in actuality a neder and a dava, because something that's a neder and a dava that you already know from the specific of the pasuk. The pasuk saying neder and a dava. But a klal prat, the klal comes to include things which are similar to the prat, and then would be including things that are even not a neder and a dava. And we would expound it as follows. We would say, okay, iyat adon elikena prad. So then you could only derive logically what's similar to the specific. What's the specific? Maha prat meforish dover shein the balched. Just like the specific, that of a nether and a dove, it's not something that's coming for a sin, because that's not donated or vowed. That's an obligation. Of kol shein balched. I would think to include also anything that's not coming for a sin. So yeah, so we would exclude that there's no nesachim, a sin offering or a guilt offering. But however, avi, I would still include bechor, umaiser, upesach, the firstborn animal, the tenth animal, the carbon pesach, shein boy nachet, that they don't come for sin. I would think that there you do bring nesachim. Tamaloyma oila, that's why you need to have, from this extra word oila, from the rebu of the pasuk, we're actually, the extra word, we're going to be excluding bechor and maiser when expounding that. What do you mean? What's the word oila coming to say? A different mahaprat mafurish. It's coming to tell something else, which, as the Gemara will shortly explain, we're going to be excluding b'chayr and maiser. That's what we're learning out from oila, which is only something that's an oila, but not b'chayr, maiser, and pesach, which are not karbanas that are specifically in this more finely tuned klal prat klal. As the Gemara explains, hashadach sevaylam. Okay, so now that you're saying that it says in the word in the pasuk oila that is excluding b'chayr meiser. So then we're back to the question. So then this was saying, okay, everything that's also similar to the prat, klal prat ma'amar b'spe, what exactly are you coming to include then in saying what's similar to the specific? But everything that requires nesachim has already been explicitly mentioned in the pasuk. If it would be including, as we thought, which if it didn't say oila, it would be including b'chayr and meiser and pesach, that's great. That doesn't say in the pasuk, that would be including. But now you're saying it says oila to have an extra word to fine-tune and say, no, we're excluding those two, because they're not, as we're going to explain, a nedava. Those are things that are obligations, and that's how we're fine-tuning the prat. Now, the nedava are things that a person on his own is bringing it from his own volition, not something which is obligated, in contrast to Bechor, Ma'aser, Pesach. But then what are we including from the Ekena prat? Says the Gemara, we would be including as follows. Maha prat meforish, just like the specific is explicit. She'ein mechuyev va'oymen, this is how we've been explaining it. It's not something that was a previous obligation. It wasn't a pre-existing obligation, because the pasuk is talking about an oilas nedava, and that's what we're learning from the oila. The word oila is oila a person's donating. Afkol she'ein mechuyev va'oymen, so then it's also including anything which is not having had a previous pre-existing obligation, which that excludes Bechor, Ma'aser, Pesach. But what's it including? It's Lehevi Vladis Kaddishim. It's coming to include the child. For example, let's say the carbon was a female, for example, like a shlam. The child of the Kaddishim requires Nesachim. Utmurasin, or the Tmuris, which are when the person attempts to swap the sanctity of the animal to another animal, let's say of a shlamim, or V'ayla Habam and Amesaris. So first we'll go with the gears of the text that Rashi has, which is V'ayla Habam and Atmura, which is basically a tamura of an oila. So tamurasim was talking about a shlamim, and va'ila ba'amin ha-tamura is saying the same thing, a tamura of an oila, which again we're saying that tamura requires nesachim. Va'asham, and the carbon asham specifically, where if let's say the owner had passed away, or if let's say the owner had atonement with another one, so this asham has no purpose anymore. So that the Gemara elsewhere tells us that wherever the carbon chatzis in that situation would die, so by a carbon ashram, that's shenitik l'ri'iya. That has to go out to graze, where they give it over to a shepherd, as the Gemara said in the first parak, where if you have an ashram that was taken out to graze and it was slaughtered unspecified, it's valid as a carbon ayla. Now that carbon ayla is what we're saying, this previously in its previous life was the ashram, now it's as an ayla, it would require nesachim. However, Rashi brings a different gersa, which is like the one in our Gemara, Oila haba min ha-misaris, not min ha-tmura, is referring to all those situations where you have an excess, where those monies are used to buy karbanas oilah for nedav and mizbeach, which those are called the kites and mizbeach. For example, like we had in the previous stuff regarding what's called mice and nesachim, which are the leftovers that were not needed. So that meat goes to the mizbeach and the hides go to the kahanim. So that's another one of the categories that we're including. And the chalazvachim shenizbechu shaloi lishman, all karbanas that were slaughtered not for its namesake, or although one's not fulfilling its obligation, but it's a valid karban as an oilah. So that's what we're saying, that these are all going to require nesachim. But however, had we not had the mute from the word oilah, we would have thought to say that, okay, since ned and nedava is not precise, because we're including even that which is similar to ned and nedava, we would have expounded to include anything that's not coming for a sin, which would have included the Bechor, Ma'aser, and Pesach. That's why we say oilah, that's what it's coming for, to say that no, it has to be like the oilah's nedava that was not a previous obligation that was there, which is unlike Bechor, Ma'aser, and Pesach, which was a prior obligation. It's not something a person bringing as a ned and a nedava. And rather, what are we including from Ke'ena Prat are the cases that we just described in the Gemara, which are like the child of a carbon, or the tamur of a carbon, or that which is the leftover excess, or an asham which was taken out to graze, or any carbon that was slaughtered shelo lishma, where those karbanas are going to require in the sacham. Now the Gemara continues on this theme and says, now Bahashta da Amrit Oy. Now that you said that regarding the previous Gemara and the previous daf, we're saying that it says Oy min hatzayin, that according to Rav Yonasan, the Gemara had explained that that's coming Lidrasha. That's coming to expound, to differentiate, and to say that it's telling you that you don't need both. It's telling you that either one, you don't have to have both to have the obligation when you take upon yourself a carbon ayla. No, minat bakar, ay minat zayin, ratza echad mevi, ratza shnei mevi. If you want, you could bring one. If you want, you could bring two. So on that, as the Gemara, if that's what the word oy comes to tell us, then lafali neder oyle nedavo lomali lechalkam. So we just quoted a pasuk. We were talking about this pasuk in Bamidbar, where it says also the word oy. If someone's saying a neder or a nedavo, what's the requirement there of separating? What would you have thought that it sounds like if we don't say oy, we would think you need both? What's the pasuk differentiating? So as the Gemara itzach, it's required, because sogat edechem, you would have thought to say adem maisi neder nedavo. You're right. That only, just like we said over there, when someone's saying, I'm taking upon myself an oilah, when the pasuk there is togma, when someone brings an oilah, from a previous pasuk, it would have sounded like that you need to bring both bakar and the tzayin. So you need oim in that tzayin to say, no, it's either one or the other. You don't have to bring both when you're saying a carbon oilah. So to hear in the parsha of Nesachim, you actually would have thought to say that, yes, the obligation of Nesachim would only be adem maisi neder nedava, until you bring both a vow and a donated carbon loy labay Nesachim, you would not require libations until you have both. Kamash Milan, that's what the pasuk's teaching. Oy is to tell you the icy neder luchadei labay Nesachim. If you bring just a vow, you need libations. If you ice in the dove, luchadei lice in the sachem. And if you bring just in the dove, you also need libations. That's where the word oy comes to differentiate. Now, as we had said this machlekes in the previous daf, which came in the top of this amid, the Gemara asks, well, honeichel Rabbi Yeshua. That's good according to Rabbi Yeshua, who he requires in a pasuk something to differentiate. Because he had said that even if it doesn't say in the pasuk yachtav together, anytime you say two elements, it's like as if it's both together. So he's the one that holds that you need a oy to separate. But Rabbi Yonasan, lamali, according to Rabbi Yonasan, when he has, if it would have said, let's say, instead of saying oy nedava, it would have said lafali neder unedava, he would have understood it as, no, it could be either or. It doesn't have to be both together. So then what is oy then teaching us? So says the Gemara, you would have thought to say as follows. Aisi neder luchadei, you're right. According to him, if you brought a neder by itself, yeah, you would understand lebay nesachim. It doesn't need both. It's either or. And aisi nedava luchadei, and if you bring nedava by itself, lebay nesachim. But the problem is, you would have thought to say, then aisi neder nedava, if a person brings both, a neder and nedava, tiski bin nesachim, the chadar would be enough with the nesachim of one. Because yeah, either or. But what's if you bring both? Oh, that's also just enough with one libation. That's why I have to say oy, to say no, each one has its own obligation, and that would be a drasha that would be necessary, even according to Rabbi Yonasan, to say that no, that's why you can actually have a requirement of two nesachim if you bring an neder and a davar. Now, continuing on this theme, the Gemara asks now regarding all the oys in this whole parasha of nesachim, which takes up many psukim, requiring the libations of the different karbanas. The Gemara asks by each one, what does oy come to tell us? So when it says in the pasuk, "Oy b'mayadechem lomeli," in that same pasuk where it says, or on your holidays, that when you bring those karbanas, you have to bring libations, what does oy come to teach? Says the Gemara, Sagat, that Rabbi Yehuda thought to say, Hanemili de Kamaisi Eila Beneder, Vishlam and Adav, and each one is taking this tritating this one step more in fine tuning the specific obligations of each one requiring its own Nesachim. As the Gemara tells us, so Yehuda thought to say, that the Kamaisi Eila Beneder, Vishlam and Adav, let's say someone's bringing a neder and a nedava. Fine. And we, as we just established previously in neder and nedava, okay, each one's going to require its own nesachim. But you would have thought to say, okay, what's the neder? An oila. What's the nedava? A shlam, a different type. Or inami ipcho, the other way around, let's say the nedava is a oila and the neder is a shlam. That's when each one would require its own nesachim. Aval heicha do kamaisi oila v'shlam b'neder. But if, let's say, you're bringing one neder, meaning one oila, one shlam, but they're both a neder. Or inami, oila, shlam, and adava. Or you're bringing, yes, an oila and shlam, but they're both nedava. Then I would say, oh, so that's not a neder and a nedava. It's just both not a nedarm, but both nedavas. So I would say, shame neder echad, shame nedava achasi. They're both a neder, or they're both a nedava. And therefore, v'tiskele b'nesachim nechad, and therefore it would be enough with one libations, because what are we including from the pasig that you need to have two? If you're having a neder and a nedava. But if they're both a neder or both a nedava, then it would be enough with one libations. Kamash malan, oi b'mayadechem. That's what we learned from the next word, oi, to say that another chiddush on this halacha. That even if they're both a neder or both a nedava, still they're different karbanas, you'd require a separate libation for each. Continues the Gemara. When it says in the pasig, v'chi sase ben bakar oila, oi zavach. When it says, and if you're going to make from the young cattle, you're going to make an oila or animal sacrifice. So lamali, what does that oy come to teach us? It says, itzvach, it's necessary, and we're taking this same chiddush a step further. So you would have thought to say, okay, fine. What do we know from the previous oy that told us that, okay, yes, they're both a neder, but one's an oila, one's a shlam. Or inami, oila v'shlam and another. Even though they're both nedava, but one's an oila, one's a shlam. That's when you would need a separate libation for each one. But let's say both are an oila. Even though one's a neder, one's a nedava, but they're both oilas. Or let's say you bring two shlam. Yes, one's a neder, one's a nedava, but they're both a shlam. I would say they're still both the same name. They're both called the shlam. Or shame oila achasi, they're both called oila. And therefore, I would say it's enough with one libations, even though one's a neder, one's a nedava, but they're both a shlam, both an oila. That's what this is coming to teach us, that even if they're both the same oilo or as a shlamim, but since one's a neder, one's a nedava, that one would still require a separate libation for each. Continues the Gemara. When it says, lafali neder oi shlamim lamali, when it says that to say a vow or a carbon shlamim, what's that oi coming to teach us lamali? Says the Gemara one step further. Thought to say, when do we say that it requires to bring a separate libation for each, that even though they're both two oilas, because one's a neder, one's a nedava. Or or like in the previous chiddush of the previous oil, which we said, that even though they're both shlamim, but chad ben neder v'chad ben nedava, because that was the next step in the chiddush, you can't take more to fasten, rubel leitafas. So you would have said, okay, because one's a neder, one's a nedava. Aval heicha de kamaisi shtei oilis ben neder, but let's say, if someone is really very similar, they're both a neder and they're both an oila. Or shtei oilas b'nedava, or they're both oilas and they're both nedava. Or inami, shnei shlam b'nedava, shnei shlam b'nedava. Or let's say they're both shlam and a neder, or both shlam and a nedava. So then I would say, for sure, shame oila echari, v'shem neder echari. Now it's really the same. They're both the same as an oila, and they're both the same as a neder. And therefore, v'tiskele b'nesachim nechad, and therefore I would have said that it should be enough with one libation for both. K'mash v'lam, that's what that oil is coming to teach us. Now, continuing on this theme about asking on the eyes of the parsha of Nesachim, the Gemara brings us back to the discussion in the previous staff. Rabbi Yeshua, who he has been quoted, been saying that when it says in the Pasuk, min ha-boka min ha-tzayin, he actually learns it for the context of Nesachim, that it excludes the oila saif and says, bakar, tzayin, those are all cattle, all types of animals. So that's what requires Nesachim. But he says, but oila saif, a bird carbon oila, that doesn't require any Nesachim. Because actually, according to Rabbi Yeshua, How does he know to differentiate when someone says Hari Alai Oila that he doesn't have to bring both Bakar and Sain? That he learns, as we quote on the top of this Amid from the previous daf, that it says it in two different Pesukim. It says V'iman Atzain and it says V'im Oila Karbanim and Abakar. And the fact that it says in two different Pesukim, that already tells us that there are two different obligations, and when you say Hari Alai Oila, it could be either or, it doesn't have to be both. But the Gemara asks, continuing on this theme of discussing the all the eyes in the Parsha of Nesachim, Hai Min Abakar Ay Min Atzain Lomali. So what does he do with the eye in that Pasuk? Because according to Rabbi Yenison, he expounded the ay as a differentiation, which, although this pasuk is in the parasha of Nesachim, he used it as an explanation of when someone takes a vow of Harela Oyla, that it's one or the other. You don't need both. According to Rabbi Yeshia, that he doesn't use the ay differentiating Bakar from Tzayin, he learns him somewhere else. What does he do with the ay? So says the Gemara, again, another halacha in regards to this theme of how do we define the halachas of Nesachim. Sulkitai Techimini, you would have thought to say Hanemili betray Mini. That's only when they're two different types, like one's Bakar, one's Sain. Abchad Mina Tisagile b'Nesachim Dechad, but when they're the same type, actually would be enough with one libations. Kamash Malam, that's where the extra word Oi, again the contribution, is coming to teach us that even when they're one and the same type, still, as we mentioned before, which we were saying contributions and all these different drashas, that the halacha would require a separate Nesachim for each one. Now the Gemara asks, "Kacha te'asu la'echad lamalui." Now, when the pasuk says, and Bamid b'tesvav pasuk yudbeis, again they're in that same parsha Nesachim, says, "So shall you do for one according to their count." So lamalui, what does that la'echad come to tell us? We already know each one requires a separate Nesachim. Says the Gemara, "Sagat etachem." You would have thought to say that hanemili. When do we say that you need to have two Nesachim for two karbanas? That's where they were sanctified b'zeh achar zeh. Subsequently, one after another, even if you bring it together. Avol, but where they were sanctified, bevas achas, and then it was brought at the same time, tizgile b'nesachim nechad, and I would have thought to say, okay, then one libations is good enough. Kamash malam, that's what it's saying, la'echa, that each one, no matter even if you sanctified at the same time and brought them at the same time, each one requires its own libations. Now, the Gemara goes back to the halacha of Amishnah that concluded and said that although from the exceptions, those that do not require nesachim, the chatas and the asham are included, Ella, however, said the Mishnah Shechatas Shel Mitzayra V'Hashamay Toin Nesachim. Exception to the rule, the Chatas and the Yashim of the Mitzayra, which are 2/3 of his Karbanis, require Nesachim. So the Gemara says, but not merely, where do we know this from? So the Gemara turns around, like we learned the Brisa, Pasuk says in Yikra, when it talks about the Parsha by the Mitzayra, says, Ushleisha Esroinim Soilis Mincha, that 3/10 of an Eifa of fine flour for the Mincha for the flour offering. Says the Brisa, "B'mincha haba'im azevach." This refers to what's called minchas nesachim. These are the flower offerings that come with the karbanis that the mitzvah brings. That's what Hakasa Medaba, that's the pasuk saying, because the wealthy mitzvah brings 3 lambs, an oila, a chatas, an ashim. So therefore, he needs 3 esroinim of minchas nesachim to come along with his karbanis. Says the Brisa, "Atoim b'mincha haba'im azevach." Is it really saying regarding, as we're showing the source, that the chatas and the ashim of mitzvah requires Nesachim, which includes the Michas Nesachim? Maybe it's talking about a separate flower obligation and not as Michas Nesachim of his Karbanis. Says the Braisa, but Kishuim, when the Pasuk says later on, V'hela Koin Esa Oila Besa Mincha, that when it's talking about the sacrificing, that the Koin brings up the Oila and the flower offering, well, that sounds like that the flower offering that's coming because of the Oila, that tells us that we're obviously talking about the flower offering that comes secondary to the carbon ayla, to the sacrifice, and that's how we know it's Minchas Nesachim are coming with all the karbanas of the Mitzayra. But says the Braisa, v'adayin eni yedeya im tu'una Nesachim, and I still don't know if you need the other libations, which we always talk about, the wine libations, v'im lav, and if not, maybe only the flower libations and not the wine libations. Tamalema, that's the Pasuk teaching by Midbar again in the Parashas Nesachim. It says, v'yayin l'nesach revi'as ahin, and wine for libations, a quarter of a hin, tasa you should make, and it doesn't tell us what we're talking about, it's just in the Parashas of Nesachim, of libation, says ala ila on the totally burnt offering or lezevach or for the slaughtered sacrifice like kevas echad for the one lamb. Says the Brisa, you know what that pasuk is referring to? It's referring to the parasha of Mitzayra. When it says oila zu oilas Mitzayra, when it says zevach zu chatas Mitzayra, when it says oila zevach the oi is asham Mitzayra zu asham Mitzayra. This refers to the asham of the Mitzayra, which is telling that all three of them require the nesachim of yain, not just the michas nesachim. However, the Gemara asks, why does each one need a separate drasha? But typically, tarveyu, but it should be enough to learn out the chatas and the ashram of the mitzvah mizevach, from the word zevach, and you shouldn't need an extra ribui of oi to teach regarding the asham of the mitzvah. Because as we continue to Amid Beis, the Amamar, as the master had said, Masechtas Nazir in Per Gimel Minim, that chatas, the chatas of a nazir that's tahar, the asham, and the guilt offering of another that's tamei, says the Braisa Minayin, from where do you know that if, let's say, you put his hair that was shorn off beneath the fire where this carbon chatas and asham are cooking over there, how do we know that he has fulfilled his obligation of putting his hair underneath? Tamalema, that's what it teaches, where it says in the pasuk v'nasan aloesh asher tachas, that you should put on the fire which is beneath the zavach, the carbon. Now, really, the primary halacha there is talking about the el nazir, the ram, the shlam. But it doesn't say that's beneath the shlam. It says beneath the zavach. So therefore, from there we know that even if it's not beneath the shlam, but rather beneath his chatas or his asham, we'll also fulfill his obligation. But one thing we see, that we learn that the chatas and the asham in the context of nazir fulfilling, putting underneath his hair underneath those karbanas, that it's going to fulfill the obligation from one word of zavach. So why are we here by mitzvah? Didn't we include both the asham and the chatas from the word zavach? Why didn't the special rebuy of oy zavach to tell you the asham? Says the Gemara, no, it's different. Hanamili, when do we say that you could learn out two things from the same word in the pasuk? That's hechad de tarvayu kiadadi ninu. That's where both of them are the same thing. For example, like by nazir, where both of them are coming to be machshir, to validate. But for example, the asham of a nazir that's tamei, it comes to prepare him, to validate him, that he could then go ahead and start over his second naziris in a state of purity. So to the chatas of a nazir that's tahar, when he brings that chatas, it's to be machshim, to prepare him to now be able to partake of wine and to now to shave off his hair. So since they're the same thing, that's when you could learn it out from the same word in the pasuk. Aval hecha, but we're like here in the context of mitzvah, both of them are coming that as one, but for different purposes. The ashram lahachshim, the ashram is coming to prepare him that yes, he could come into the machna, to the camp of the Jewish people, where for the moment that the blood of the carbon asham is put onto his thumbs, then he's able to come into the machna. But v'chatas l'chaper, his chatas is coming for atonement, not to be machshir. Whereas the Gemara tells in Masechtas Erichin, there are seven different sins that a nega comes on a person, and the chatas is coming to atone. Since they're coming to accomplish different things, being in Terei Kroy, that's why we needed two different psukim to learn that one from the word zavach and the other one from oila zavach. Now, the Gemara continues asking on the Braisa. The Braisa had said, how do you know this halacha of that we said in the Mishnah, that the three different karbanos of mitzvah require nesachim, even though there are two of them are chatas nashim? So he said, zavach zu chatas mitzvah. When it says there in that pasuk by the parsha nesachim that you require nesachim on the zavach, he said that refers to the chatas of the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, how do you see anything there in the pasuk that's talking about mitzvah? How do you know it's even talking about chatas? The aim is zu chatas v'ashim the nazar. Maybe it's referring to the chatas and ashim that a nazar brings. You're saying you're including chatas and ashim, which usually don't. So I don't know it's by the mitzvah. Maybe let's say by the nazar who also brings a chatas and ashim. Says the Gemara, no, loy sagadaitach. You can't entertain that's including that of the nazar. Because the Tanya, like learning the Braisa, the pasuk says in Mamidbar, in the parasha of the nazar, it says, umin chasam in iskeim, and they have to bring their flower offerings and their libations. Says the Braisa, by lasi ubishlam of akras medaber, which karbanis that the nazar brings requires a mincha and a sachem? That's his oila and ishlam. Says the brayzat, oimin by lasi ubishlam of, are you saying it's only by the oila and ishlam? Oina ela fil chatas, maybe even the chatas that the nazar brings requires nesachem. Tamalim, says the brayzat, no, the pasuk teaches v'sa'ayil yasil zevach shlamim. The ram that the nazar brings should be brought as a carbon shlam, which at the end of the pasuk says, and the kohen should make his mincha and his nesachim, so it refers to minchasa v'niska, his flower offering and his libations. Now, says the Braisa, ayil, this that the pasuk mentioned specifically, the ram, which is the shalmin of the nazir. Now, that was bechlal, that was included in the other rams, haya, that was in those which already mentioned the parsham nesachim that requires nesachim, like the pasuk says, oila ayil tasa mincha. The parsham nesachim already tells us that rams require nesachim. So why did the pasuk here explicitly mention it, where it repeats it and it says, by the isle of the nazir, es mincha ves niskay? Says the Braisa, you know why he mentions it is lahakesh elov, to equate all the other karbanos of the nazir to his ram, to teach the following law. Ma isle miyuchad, just like the ram is specific, which is the shlamim, this isle of the nazir, And the shlamim is something that's bob and nedav and nedav. It's something that can be brought as a vow or a donation. I've called bob and nedav and nedav. Also, anything that can be brought as nedav and nedav is what requires nasachim. But that excludes the chatzis and the ashma of a nazir, which cannot be brought as nedav and nedav. So therefore, we already know that that's not something that has nasachim, and therefore that's not what could have been included, and that's why we include instead the chatzis of the mitzvah. But the Gemara continues asking. Said over there in the Braisa, when it says in the Pasuk Oila, it says Zu Oilas Mitzaira. This is referring to the Oila of the Mitzaira that requires Nesachim. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Zu Oilas Yeladis. Maybe it's referring to the Oila of a woman who gave birth, that she requires Nesachim with her Oila. So Amabai says, no, that's not difficult, because Oilas Yeladis Mesefa the Kronafka, from that same Pasuk, at the end of the Pasuk, that's where we know the Oila of the Yeladis that she requires Nesachim. Time like in the Braisa. Nosnam, he says there in that same Pasuk, it says La Kevas. For the lamb, zu oila siladis. This refers to the oila of a woman who gave birth that she requires nasachim. Now, when the pasuk right after says la keves ha'echad, the one, what's that coming to refer to? Continues Reb Nosson, ze echad asa shel ma'aser. This is the 11th animal of the procedure of ma'aser. What does that mean? Like the Gemara says in the last perek in Masechtas Becheiros, for example, the halacha is that a person brings all his new animals which were born that year into the barn, into the pen, and then he lets them out one at a time. And the 10th one gets branded as the Meiser. But let's say when he was coming out number 9, he says, oh, that's the 10th one. And then when they came out the 10th one, he actually called it number 9, because he got mixed up. He said, wait, I called that one 10. Oh, and they called this 10th one 9. And then once he called the 10th one 9, when the 11th one comes out, he calls it 10. So the Gemara there tells us that actually all three are sanctified with laws of Meiser. The Gemara there tells us the 9th one, which is not really Meiser, but was called the 10th one, is eaten in a blemished state. The actual 10th one is brought as Meiser. And the 11th one is Shekarav Shlam, is sacrificed as a carbon Shlam. That is what the Pasuk over here is coming to include, that requires Nesachim. That's what we learn from the word Ho'echad, which Reb Nosson says, interestingly, Shalei Metzinu Labuchal HaTorah, that we don't find such a unique halacha in the whole entire Torah, like we have over here, Shehei Tafel Chamim Menikr, where the secondary is actually more stringent than the primary. Because over here you have the 10th one, the Meiser one, actually does not require Nesachim, as the Gemara previously said. In spite of that, because that was like we mentioned those in the Mishnah we brought, where we excluded on Oman Aleph. In contrast here, the secondary, which is the 11th one, which is only brought and sanctified because it was mistaken with the Meisor, actually requires Nesachim. But that's where we learn it from Echad. But one thing is that we can't say that it was the Oila was including Oila Siladis, because that we know, as the Gemara said, from a different word in the Pasuk from Reb Nosson, from where it says, La Kevas. Rav Amar, he gives another answer, this that we had asked, to say maybe when it says an oila in that pasuk, it doesn't mean the oila of the mitzvah, rather means oila siladis. So that says, Rav, no, that's not a question. Because, izehu davar shetzalach shleitsha reburin. What is the halacha, what is the context that requires three inclusionary terminologies for its three karbanas to require in the pasuk three different references? Like we said, it says within that pasuk in the parashat Nesachim, it says, ha'oila, Oy lazavach, which we said each one of those words is coming to include that nesachim for each one of those karbanas, which we had said have oimizu mitzara. Obviously, that's referring to mitzara, because for example, let's say by nazir, you would actually require, let's say, four ribuin, because a nazir has chatas, oila, asham, and shlamim, and your ledis doesn't have three karbanas. If we're including oila and oy zavach, three ribuin, obviously, says Rabba, it's going to be referring to the mitzara who has three karbanas. Now, the Gemara asks, continuing on the theme about asking the questions on the Parsha of Nesachim, when it says in the Pasuk, Oy la'ayil tase mincha, so the Gemara asks, la'ayil lamali, what exactly is that coming to teach us? Because here we have a Pasuk in the Parsha of Nesachim in Bamidbar, like we said, and this is Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Vav, where it says, Oy la'ayil tase mincha, sayil shnei yisraim, is telling us, okay, and the ram, you also have to make a flour libation, and you have to bring the oil, a certain amount. So what's that teaching us? Because in Parashas Pinchas, it already tells us, Shnei Yisraelim Seilis Mincha, Baal B'Shemen, La'ayil. So it already tells us in the different context, when it talks about the karbanas that come on Yom Tovim, that a ram requires libations. Why here in the Parashat Nesachim does it again tell us that a ram requires libations? So Rav Sheshet says, you're right, L'Rab is coming to include Eloi Shel Aaron, the ram of Aaron, who brings the karban oila on Yom Kippurim, that also, that ram requires Nesachim. So that asked the Gemara, Elo Shel Aaron, the ram of Aaron? M'b'yadechem nafki. You learned it out from the Pasuk, which we had mentioned previously. It says, on your Yom Tovim, which we darshan, whatever comes in Yom Tovim, as we explained in the previous daf, requires Nesachim. So the ram of Aaron comes in a Moed. Yom Kippurim is considered a Moed. So that we already know that it requires libations. Says the Gemara, no, Sogid, I mean, you would have thought to say Hanimil de Tzibur. Which carbon that comes in a Moed? A public carbon. Abu the Yachid Lai, but a private one not. Therefore, we need to have the inclusionary word of La'il. And that is the Gemara, why? Why is it any different than the Oila that a woman who gave birth, which is a private carbon, and was included to require Nesachim? So too, I would have known that the Eil of Aaron, which comes in the Yomtiv, should require Nesachim. I don't need a special pasuk of La'il. Says the Gemara, no, Salgad, I mean, you would have thought to say, Hanamila Davishen Kavu, Leizman, that yes, that, yeah, a Yeledes, which is something that doesn't have a specific time, it's no specific date or hour when the woman's going to give birth, which that requires libations, because that's similar to the context of the Prat of Neder and the Dava, which also doesn't have a specific designated time. That's when an individual would require for their carbon and the Sachem. Somebody has a set time, like the ram of the Kohen Gadol of Aaron, which has to come on Yom Kippur, I would say it actually would not require Nesachim, Kamash Balan, because not similar to Ned and Nadav in that way. Kamash Balan, that's why we need the extra word, La'ayil, to tell you that it requires Nesachim. But now the Gemara asks on the word Oy. Oy La'ayil Lamali. Okay, so we understand what La'ayil is coming to teach. But what's the word Oy La'ayil coming to tell us? Says the Gemara, L'rabbis is a palgis. It's coming to include the pilgis, which, if let's say someone brings a pilgis, he has to bring the nesachim of the elam of a ram as if it was a ram. Now, what's a pilgis? A keves, a lamb in its first year, is called a keves. In its second year, it's called an ayil, a ram. Now, when the lamb turns in its 13th month, it's not a lamb anymore, but it's not a ram yet. Because a ram is only when it's in its second year, after 13 months and one day, then it becomes a ram. But in the 13th month itself, then it's called a pilgus. That's what we're saying, that the pilgus is going to require nesachim of the isle itself. So now that's the Gemara, well, hanichal Rabbi Yechanan. That we can understand this interpretation according to Rabbi Yechanan. Dama Bar Yehu, he says that actually the pilgus is considered its own species. So since it's own species, so you wouldn't know what the halacha is with it. So therefore you say, oh, he's coming to include that it requires the same libations as the ram, which is the next month, moving onward in its second year. That's not like we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Parah. That's actually machlekes. The Mishnah says, hikrivui, if someone brought and sacrificed a pilgos, which again, when it's in its 13th month, maybe elav niske ayil. So the Mishnah tells us that you bring the libations of the ram. But, vein oily mezivcha, he has not fulfilled his obligation of his neder of bringing a carbon, and because he has to bring either a definite isle or a definite kevis, because here it's not considered either one, it's actually considered its own species. So he's not fulfilling the obligation, which the Torah says you have to bring either from kevis or isle, it's neither one. So even so, that it's its own creation, its own species, that's what the pasuk is including according to Rabbi Yechanan, as we're going to explain, that it requires the libations of a ram. Because of Amr Rabbi Yechanan had said that what's the reason why you bring the libations of a ram? Because it says in the Parashat Nesachim, as we're describing, it says, Oy la'ayil, the word Oy is l'rabbis, is a pilgus, is coming to include the pilgus. So that's what we're saying. Since it's its own species, you need to have a pasuk to include it. But El Barpada, but according to Barpada, the Amr Maisi, he says, what you do is, when you bring the pilgus, you bring the libations of a ram, umasna, and you stipulate. Why are you stipulating? Because the Sveikhu, it's a doubt, it's not its own species. He says, we don't know. It's in that twilight age. We don't know, is it really an isle or is it a lamb? Because it's in that transition stage. So the person who brings the pilgus says, look, if it's an isle, I'm bringing enough libations that's enough for an isle. If it's a lamb, which requires less libations, so then, okay, has the required measurement of the libations for a lamb, and the rest should be nesachim that are nedava, that are donated, because Allah is a person who could donate nesachim even without a carbon. So according to him, what are you going to say? Since this is a suffic isle, so itzach krol rebuya sveika, do we need a pasuk to include a doubt? To say that you have to bring on it nesachim of an isle? What do you mean? In Shemayim, they know what it is. So why? Of course, you have an obligation to bring a nail because you don't know a suffix deraisa lechumra. Why would we need a pasuk to include a suffix? That's just your own situation. If it's its own species, a pasuk has to tell you, okay, it's a different species, then you bring the nesachim of an nail. But if it's a suffix deraisa of an nail, of course you have to bring it. Why would we need a pasuk to include that? So the Gemara writes, Vadi Laba Parada Kasha, according to Babada, it's definitely difficult. What does the word Oy come to teach? Because according to him, it can't come to include a pilgus. It's not including, it's not like the Torah is telling you a chiddush. It's you don't know. The Torah knows. The Torah knows when it goes from a kevis to an island, there's no middle stage, you just don't know. So it can't be that's what the pasuk is coming to include. There's no suffix, Klapishmaya. And therefore, according to Babada, it's difficult. What does Oy come to teach? It says over there in Bamidbar, in the Parashah of Nesachim, it says, and this is in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Kacha ye'asa l'shar echad, so too you shall do for that one ox, oy la'ayla echad, or that one ram, oy la'seb b'kvasim, or for the flock, either from the lambs, oy be'izim, or from the goats. So here too, the Pasuk, the Gemara goes through, what is all these terminologies coming to tell us, and there's different nuances in the Rishayim, is it in the topic itself of Shair or in the word Ho'echad, but what is these words coming to teach us regarding the Halachas of Nesachim? So the Gemara says, L'shar Ha'echad Matam Alema. When it says Echad, sounds like it's coming to differentiate regarding this one ox, what's that actually coming to teach us? So says the Gemara, L'fish Metzinu Shechalak HaKasav, we find that the pasuk differentiates between the libations of a ram, which is when it's in its second year, the niske kevis, to the libations of a lamb, which is the same species, but in its first year, that there's going to be a differentiation. It goes up in amount when it gets older. So you think, okay, so it's not just in lambs that you have this differentiation. You think you have the same thing in cows. You differentiate between a bull and a calf, which a calf is in its first year, and the par is in its when it gets in its second year, that you would think that when it gets older in the third year or whatever, that then you would require a larger amount of libations. That's what teaches, no, for the one ox, that's saying that in general, the ox has one law. Whether it's a calf or a bull in its second year, it's always going to require the same amount. That's saying, it's one and the same. Continues the Gemara. Well, oila ayil matamalema. When the pasuk says, or for the ram, what's that coming to differentiate? We already know if a person wants to, he could bring one or two. He doesn't have to bring. We wouldn't have thought if someone makes a neder to bring a shur and an ayil. We already know you could bring either an ox or a ram. So what's it saying? Oila ayil. So says the Gemara lefisha mitzino. Again, the same idea, and it's going to tell us regarding all the other species besides for the lamb that you don't differentiate. We already found in a different context added by the lambs that we differentiate between the libations of an animal in its first year and its second year. So you think you differentiate between the animal in its second year and its third year, meaning ayil it becomes when it's in second year. And that's where we differentiate between it and its kevis. So that's in the second year. But maybe you would think, just like when you go from 1 year to 2 year, so too when you go from 2 years to 3 year, you also go ahead and change the amount of libations. That's what it teaches when it says, or to the one ram, to tell you whatever is called a ram, which is once it reaches two and up at infinitum, even when it's 3 years old, it's going to have the same halacha as the ayil, and you don't increase it as the years go on. Continues the Gemara, when the pasuk continues and says, or for the flock, for the lambs, what's that teaching? Says the Gemara here too. Since the pasuk differentiates between that of the lamb in its first year and the ram, and when it goes into the second year, so you would think that for the females should be the same. That we differentiate between the libations of a female lamb, which is the animal in its first year, it becomes a ram in the second year. Laniske rechela to the female ram, which is the ewe, that when it's in second year should require a different type of libations. Tamalayma oila sebekvasim, that says, or for the flock and the lambs, to say that they're all going to be the same. Oy beizim atamalayma, what does it teach? Or in the goats. Here too, lefisha metzina shechilik akaz beniske kevis beniske al. We find the differentiation between the lamb, which is when it's in first year, and when it becomes 2 years old, when it becomes a ram, a difference of the libations. So yachon nechalik beniske gedil beniske sar. So you would think in goats too. You would differentiate between a kid goat, which is in its first year, and when it gets older and becomes a he goat, an older one should require a different amount. Tamalayma ibizma says, or in the goats, to say again that it's going to have the same halacha. All these are going to be the same as what we had mentioned regarding the shor ha'echad. They all have the same one halacha, no matter what age they're going to be. Now, concluding on this topic, the Gemara tells that Amra Papa says, Badik lan Rava. Rava had tested us as a continued type of tzadi bezim and aleph. Niske rechila bakami. Wanted to know the libations of it's a female lamb, but in its second year, the female ewe, which is the second year, he asked us, well, how much libations does it need? Because in the male counterpart, it changes in the second year. So he asked us, the female animal, it's the second year lamb, well, how much libations does that require? And says, Rapapa, upishtina lemi masnin, and we answered his question from a Mishnah Masech Tashkal. The Mishnah there says that there was four types of tokens, of receipts that there were in the Beis HaMikdash for certain types of karbanos that a person would buy, and each one was written something else. And one of them was written gedi. And what does the Mishnah say? Gedi, that ticket of Gedi of the kid goat, Mishamish, that was utilized when the person was getting his libations, for the Nisket sign, for all the libations of any types of sheep, of flock, of the sheep type, which is Shal Gedalim, Shal Ketanim, whether that of the older ones or the younger ones, Shal Zachar, Shal Nekevis, whether if it was male or female, where he would bring that ticket, whether he's having an older or animal or younger one, whether it's male or female, because what would happen is, although a person would bring his own animal as a carbon, but he wouldn't have to bring, and that was the service that the temple provided, his own wine and his own flour. Rather, what he would do is he would give to one treasurer money, then the treasurer would give him a receipt, which was on that written gedi, and he would give that over to the one who is in charge of the flour and the libations, who would then give him because of the receipt that he had paid for. Chutz mishal elim, except one exception was, which was not utilized by this receipt of gedi, was the ram. Like we said, because the ram is different when the lamb gets in its second year, where he wouldn't get this ticket because he actually had a different measurement of libations. But one thing we see is that the gedi, however, was utilized for females, and regarding females, we see that it doesn't make a difference whether older or younger, that it had the same measurements, and that's like we had said, that it's going to have the same halacha, that it doesn't make a difference. Unlike the male counterpart, the ram in its second year would require a different amount of libations, but the rechela, which is the equivalent of the female in the second year, that there's no differentiation, it's all going to be the same as gedi, that we see that in the second year was the same as its first year, but the same amount of libations, and all the karbanas, like we said, didn't differentiate in its years, but that's what we're saying, even the one where the male does, that same one, the female doesn't, will have the same, no matter what age it is, whether it's 1 year old or 2 years old.